rideshare. Sean again. So, since I've been forgetting to vlog a lot lately, I'm gonna bring this video into my video editor and separate the audio from it and then upload it to my website, rideshare.blog. So my blog post will be the audio from this video. So today I completed a total of 3 trips in the Uber app and I made a little bit more than $70. I brought somebody to Tampa International Airport, and then, you know, from St. Pete Beach, and then I brought somebody back from the airport to St. Pete Beach, which was very cool, and then I picked up somebody from Cebu Key and brought them to Channelside Tampa. They were, like, catching a boat or whatever. On the Starship. So, and he was really nice. All my riders are really nice. They're really cool. The thing is that this is what I noticed about tips. I've been doing this all along, but this is the reason why. This is the secret to getting tipped. Here it is. I figured it out. This is what I do to everybody. Talk to everybody. I pretend they're someone else's children. Like my own children, you know, like our own children, we tend to curse and swear at them and stuff. So other people's children, talk to them like you talk to other people's children. And usually works out. Like, you know, like out of 10 trips, maybe like 7 of those people will shoot me a tip. The idea is to make somebody that was not going to issue a tip to give you a tip. I got to get over. And to turn somebody that was going to give you maybe a 1-star rating into a 5-star rating, that's the idea. So that's absolutely what you want to do. And it's not drivers against riders. It's you as the driver. Everybody in the world is like that, not just riders. So what I do, anytime I pick anybody up, pretend that they're other people's kids and talk to them like that. Just talk to them. Talk to them about anything. You know, like I remember, like one time I picked somebody up in downtown St. Petersburg and they told me they were given instructions to the driver. You know, drivers hate that because they got GPS. But they were given instructions to the driver, like how to get somewhere. Like that, I don't mind. I really like it when somebody, you know, gives me instructions. I like that as a driver. But other drivers don't. So this particular driver, this guy told me that traffic is jammed up on 75 South. Anyway, this guy told me that he was given instructions to the driver. The driver pulled over and refused to drive any further if the rider was going to give any more directions. That's crazy. Pulled over and just stopped and refused to drive. And sometimes people just, drivers will refuse to talk to you. They do all kinds of things. But anyway, the secret to getting tips, we all like tips. So the secret to getting tips is to talk to riders like they're other people's children. Just talk to them. So maybe you talk to somebody and they'll give you a tip one time. So what? I drove somebody to Orlando. It was like a 2-hour drive one time. And they were, you know, from Hawaii, and they were like, you know, saying thank you in Hawaiian and whatever, and nothing, no tip. Let's see, that happens all the time. People don't tip you. That's just the way it is. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. I never expect it. It just happens a lot of the time, and that's kind of cool. So right now, I'm in Hillsborough County. And because Hillsborough County and Manatee County, where I live, touch, I'm taking I-75 home. So this is the way with no tolls. This is just a straight shot to exit 224 on I-75. That's right by where I live. So this is the cheap way. If I take I-275, that's a toll route. There's a toll there. $1.07 if you have a SunPass. Like, I remember when I was a kid, a long time ago, like 35 years ago, like, my dad took me over to the Skyway Bridge, and it was $1 cash. Now, at that time, there were no internet, and there were no cell phones. So, it was $1 cash. Now, if you go over that bridge and you pay cash, it's $1.50. And if you have a SunPass, it's $1.07. Now, I think I read somewhere that 60,000 cars per day go through that toll and over that bridge. So that's a lot of scratch. And also, they had some recently, I don't think it was necessary, but they did it anyway. They spent, it was something crazy, like $15 or $20 million to put lights on the Skyway Bridge. Whew, that's crazy. That's a lot of money. And, like, I don't know if that was, like, one-time money. How much is it going to cost to do maintenance on those lights? If a light goes out, is it under warranty? Or what's the warranty like? Or does new people have to be hired? Or are we going to hand those responsibilities out? Who knows? I don't know. I guess there's some hope. There's some place that you could tell. Could probably dig into some like blueprints or something somewhere. I don't know. But today is July 27th, 2023, Thursday. So, and right now I'm heading south on I-75. And according to Waze, I'll be home at 7:18 p.m. And my car. Oh yeah, when you hear me say Ruby or my car, Ruby is my car. I gave the name Ruby to my car because for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is because to avoid my mother naming it a man's name. That would be horrible. So I just named it real quick.